Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is November the 25th, 2020. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so I'm wishing all my listeners and everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And there's all kinds of things I've recorded on my internet, so I'd suggest you look at it. I decided to start doing the trail on Dominion Software. It turns out to be an Israeli-owned private company, the same one that supplies the United States of America, its phone system, the U.S. government, and its internet system. These are the same people, part of the trail, that have been doing the massive cyber attack with over 7 million felonies I have logged against them on my internet site. Now, I did another one. It showed cyber attacks yesterday, cyber attack a few days ago. You can look and see what I'm talking about. These are blocked IPs. They go back to these some of the same servers, and it's all Cogent Co. PSI out of Washington, D.C., which is the U.S. government's system. It's the same one that Dominion Software was using for the voter fraud. Now, Sidney Powell has the evidence now, and I'm just starting because Denver, Colorado, and Norman Brownstein's name keeps popping up every place, the APEC director, the one who was on the board of directors of Silverado Savings with Neil Bush, and the 12 disciples of Satan, Larry Mizell, his board member. And he was also the attorney for Daddy Bush when he was CIA director, Norman Brownstein. The one that would directly worked underneath him was a guy named Robert Johnson, a.k.a. Bill Barr, the current attorney general. Now, I asked myself, how come the attorney general hadn't done any prosecution? This guy needs to be fired. He needs to go to jail for what he's been involved with. I got all kinds of crimes on him. So do other people. But that said, we've got a president that's been elected, in my opinion, and before it's over with, I'm going to defend that presidency. I have two special guests today, folks. I have Professor James Spetzer on. I have Professor Paul on with us. And with that said, I'm going to let you take this, James Spetzer, whistleblower. You are classified as a whistleblower like I am because of what you did with Sandy Hook. These people need to pay for that, what they've done to you. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's great to be on with you and Paul again. I think, first off, we need to address why Dominion, which you have tracked to be an Israeli company, would want to steal the election from Donald Trump. Let me just observe right off the bat, the very idea that Joe Biden could get more than 70 million votes is an absurdity on its face. He couldn't get 10 people out to a rally. When he came to Kenosha, Wisconsin, just a couple hours drive from where I reside, there were five blocks of citizens greeting the president of the United States. When Biden came, there was one misguided school teacher out to greet her. And this is replicated all over the country. Trump was drawing massive crowds. Biden was mostly hiding in his basement. It's a good indication that the data suggests that, in fact, because the president had laid a trap here and was following the vote in real time, Donald Trump received around 73 million votes, that he won 410 electoral votes, including California and Minnesota, that Joe Biden only got about 23. So there was close to a 50 million vote difference, a really, truly massive historic landslide for Trump. Now, the problem with using the Dominion software, which is easily rigged, is that they discovered as the early morning hours waned that Trump was too far ahead in many states, that if they didn't make an adjustment, he was going to win anyway, in spite of all their prior planning. So they had to halt the count in multiple key states at the same time, adjusted the count for Biden, bring in truckloads of fake ballots, and then resume where they had it then adjusted so that the percentage for Biden would slightly exceed that for Trump the rest of the way to guarantee a victory for Biden. Now, this is all fascinating, but the reason appears to be that Israel is upset with Donald Trump, in spite of his largesse toward Israel by moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, by declaring the Golan Heights to be Israeli territory when everyone in the world knows it's Israeli occupied Syrian property, by defunding the UN organization that benefits Palestinian refugees, all of which I deplore, and worse of all, by executive order to redefine anti-Semitism to include any criticism of Israel or the actions of its government, which is a clear violation of the First Amendment, which the president swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend. But he has not bombed Iran. He's drawing our forces down in the Middle East. I'm convinced Israel wants the feeble, weak, cognitively impaired Joe Biden, who may have, in fact, already made an agreement with Israel to bomb Iran. That's really why Israel has become involved. I have much more to say about what's going on here, but let me defer to Paul for his thoughts.
Jim, I think you're on a run. I want you to continue because I think it's very important to keep this thread going. So please continue.
I want to add something real quick. You know, I believe the influence in the White House has come from Jared Kushner, who I've been told is a Mossad operative, okay? And he brokered the oil after Yukos, Putin put a stop to it in 19, right after 9-1-1, 2001. That woman was shipping down and selling to Israel 50 cents on the dollar and was getting it for free. It turns out to be shortly thereafter, after Noma got caught, Daddy Bush and all, and the oil stopped, all of a sudden Kushner was the guy that became the broker between Bibi and Putin for oil. Just thought I'd bring it up. That's how I made it.
Yes. Well, I do have questions about Jared Kushner. Ivanka is such a gorgeous woman. He seems to me such a mediocrity. I suspect they may have used a chemical treatment to pheromones or whatever to induce her to fall in love with Kushner, because it does not look to me like a natural match.
No,
now, the most sensational...
But they are both Jews. We have to add that. Neither one of them are Christians. Neither one of them believe in God or Christ. That's their opinion. But I want to point that out, and I believe that, in my opinion, Jim, Kellyanne Conway was the downfall of the first administration. She was the influencing factor with him and his appointments, which were all dirty, filthy scumbags.
Stu, I have a very high opinion of Kellyanne Conway, so let's just set that to the side. I have more bigger fish to fry here. The greatest news of the last week has been the separation of Sidney Powell from the president's legal team with his Jenna Ellis, who's completely brilliant, and Rudy Giuliani, who's not, but who's nevertheless doing a workmanlike job of putting together the case for the president to be have his election confirmed by the electoral vote, where right now as we speak there are GOP-controlled legislatures in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan are going to be holding public hearings about the election results. The hearing in Pennsylvania began today. The Constitution designates that the state legislatures may determine in the manner they see fit how to cast the state's electoral votes. Those votes would be sufficient to ensure that Trump had 270-plus. And that Biden did not. I believe that's a winning strategy because the proof of voter fraud is immense. The reason for the separation with Sidney, I believe, is a tactical one. Sidney wants to nuke the deep state. In other words, she has far broader ambitions. So what I see here is a division of labor. Sidney has spoken of release the Kraken. I have just published on my blog at jamesfetzer.org about the Kraken turning out to be a DOD cyber warfare program where the Kraken is used to track other computer programs that are at work throughout the world to determine exactly what they're doing and how they are operating. Both Sidney and L. Lynn Wood, who's himself a very formidable lawyer, have declared that Biden will never be president, that Trump will be reinaugurated on the 20th of January. And I believe they know what they are talking about. They are so prominent. They could not possibly be making these kinds of statements if they weren't certain of the evidence, an opinion that's been confirmed by a retired professor of law who told me that was exactly correct, that they would even threaten to have their licenses suspended or revoked if they were to be making statements of the kind they've been declaring without the goods. They have the goods, I'm convinced. And I believe Sydney is going to be just as successful in nuking the deep state as Rudy and Jenna will be in securing the election of Donald Trump to his second term.
Now, I believe that what's going to happen, Jim, in my opinion, is because, you know, Scott Bennett, he's a whistleblower, former lieutenant doctor, Scott Bennett, the attorney, is Sidney Powell. Now, after Scott Bennett waking up General Flynn to the fact he was not being represented properly, Sidney Powell represented Flynn, got him off. I've got a link up there of Sidney Powell. You can click on it. Goes to her website. Goes to the fundraising for Donald Trump in this deep state thing. There's links to where you can report fraud, folks, online. I got all the links hooked up to one link at SidneyPowell.com. It goes from there to Defending Trump, et cetera, to the other sites that she shows, plus her statements that she's making. Now, I'm aware of RICO, Racketeering Influence and Corruption Organization, and that's what this is. This whole thing with Dominion, it's part of a deep state, is algorithms that stole the votes. Plus, you've got to incorporate the West Star satellite system and Jeb Bush, Daddy Bush, Raytheon Corp, doing it over the years with the E-Systems of Dallas, Texas, and the West Star satellite changing the numbers on the voting machines. Now, RICO is a very serious crime. I worked with Rock Law Firm. They came and saw me. Don West, or PI, he's now dead, but he used to be a reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle, and he became PI in California. He happened to have worked the case with Charles Keating. I, myself, and Brian Quigg, who's now dead, murdered. Keating probably killed him after he got out of jail. But here's the point. He was down digging in trash cans at the Keating headquarters. On the same floor was General John Singlob, Wallenberg Securities, and et cetera, and he was finding stuff. So all the Rock law firms, San Diego, was the ones that filed against them on BCCI and against Charles Keating. And that's what put Keating in jail. It was a private RICO lawsuit where they charged them with the crime they committed. Now, the U.S. government, obviously, is not doing it. Now, the U.S. attorneys are doing it. But I guarantee you, Sidney is a former U.S., I believe, U.S. attorney. I think she was also.
Yes. And she's a federal prosecutor, Stu.
Yeah. She's a pro. Believe me, she knows what she's talking about. Now, I've talked to a couple attorneys about this, and they're saying she's going to ramrod these people into jail before this is over with. Everybody that was involved, and we know that the software that Pelosi's members of her staff or whatever it is, and Einstein's family, I posted something up yesterday about it that Sidney made the comments about, that they're all tied to the ownership of this. Plus, it goes back to, in my opinion, APEC director, which is nothing but Mossad, Norman Brownstein, who controls the Democratic Party, and Mizell controls the Republican Party. And they were both on the board of directors of Silverado. Now, I did not know they got into this business of the voting machines. I always thought it was Daddy Bush and Westar. And now we see this. Jesus, I figured it out. Just, in my opinion, how they do it. They do it where they send it through one server, and it turns around and goes another server, and it bounces off all these servers, and it keeps filling up the numbers. And then it changes the numbers, Jim. And that's what they've done.
Stu, yes. They can change the numbers. They can lose ballots. It turns out that this particular Dominion software system had a printer. It can even print ballots. The whole situation is absurd. The elements of the fraud are massive. Let's bring Paul back in.
Thank you. Guys, I have a couple questions. I want to back up just a minute on Sidney Powell going her own way and then Rudy Giuliani's role. Rudy Giuliani, is the same guy that covered up 9/11 and the West Point pedophilia. And he seemed like a curious person to be saying the American people deserve to know the truth. Can either of you guys respond to my concern about his role as a front man in all of this?
Sure, Paul. He's got a checkered past. I agree he was complicit in 9/11. He's trying to redeem himself by doing good things here. Believe me, Trump knows the truth about 9/11. If Rudy weren't acting properly, he'd be given the boot. This Jenna Ellis is actually the top dog in the legal team. She's completely brilliant. Suppose you set aside Rudy. That's okay with me. Jenna is ramrodding this thing. It's a division of labor. There's no problem with disaffection between any of the parties here with regard to Sidney on the one hand, Jenna and Rudy on the other. They're all working to benefit the United States and Donald Trump. They're simply using different approaches, and I predict they are both going to be hugely successful.
I appreciate you splitting that here.
You're both on target here.
I want to ask another question, and one of the things about being in a leadership position is the thing that'll get you eliminated right away is incompetence. And so most of us in leadership position have always done scenario planning. It appears to me that the Trump administration would be very aware that Biden would be stealing the election through the shadow government, deep state, those people. You got servers in Spain. You got servers in Germany. This whole thing is just so convoluted. How does anyone make sense of any of it? Either of you guys care to comment on that?
Of course, because Trump saw it all coming. He passed an executive order on 12 September 2018 about foreign interference in American elections that's so broad and sweeping. It will not only include Dominion, which is a company based in Canada, and Seidel, a company based in Spain, where the servers that were seized by U.S. Special Forces were located in Frankfurt, Germany, but also any entities that may have aided and abetted the theft of the U.S. election by means of, for example, false reports, which extends to CNN, the major networks, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post. This trap really was set by the president and has a potential for the U.S. to seize all of their assets and to prosecute all of the participants, including the newsmen who are giving false reports about what was taking place. This is truly comprehensive in its scope, Paul. It's almost incredible how far-sighted the president was in anticipating what they would do. But then again, they'd really made no secret that that was their intention.
I have a question, Jim. Which servers did you mention, Seidel in Spain, and what was the other one in Germany?
Well, the Seidel servers were processing, doing the tabulation. They were at a CIA server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, where the CIA appears to have had a role in all of this, too. Surprise, surprise. Gina Haspel and I'm sure.
You know what servers they were? Do you have any idea which servers they were in Germany?
Well, I think they were the Seidel servers, but it was on what was described as a CIA.
Okay.
You know,
I'm just running the trail on this because I've become an expert in cyber terrorism crap, and I'm starting to understand how they do the algorithms. So they continue shooting in numbers, and that's what they've done with the software, changing the numbers and shooting tons and tons of numbers illegally.
Stu, yes, of course. Now listen, the new guy, when he took out Esper, that was crucial because Esper was corrupt. And along with Esper went about 10 others who were part of the old Obama team. So that was a death stroke. It turns out the replacement, Miller, is a cyber terrorism and terrorism expert, the perfect guy to be in the position now to ensure that the Department of Defense would be covering the president's back.
Can we go just a step beyond? Let's assuming that all of this is presented, and of course it's not going to be presented objectively because the mainstream media is very in control of much of the narrative that many of the people are still relying upon, but trying to exercise some prescience and some foresight, how does this play out in the next several days, the next week, throughout December? What do you see happening, Jim? What do you see happening?
Well, basically, the elections are going to be invalidated in various of the states. It's going to be sufficient that there will be no party with 270, unless, you know, when these legislators hear the votes in accordance with the Constitution, it is the state legislatures that determine how the electoral votes of their states will be cast. So if that were to happen before the electors have to vote, then we could have an outright resolution in favor of the president. Alternative scenario, if there's no candidate with 270 votes, the Supreme Court may invalidate the election and send it back to the Congress for resolution, where the House determines the president, the Senate, the vice president in the following fashion. Each state casts one vote. There are 50 states. Therefore, whoever were to receive 26 or more votes would become the president, where the votes of the states are cast and determined by the state legislators once again, and where Republicans control 38 state legislatures. So I believe on either scenario, Donald Trump will be re-inaugurated on 20 January.
And I'm with you there. What sort of ripple does that then create from the shadow government, the deep state, that then says, we don't have our guy? What do you foresee happening in neighborhoods, cities, community, greater society here in America once Trump is declared the winner?
Well, they can do all the writing they want, but I think there's going to be a very forceful response to it. I don't think they're going to be allowed to get away with the nonsense they were allowed to get away with by Democrat mayors and governors. The public spoke. Truly, Trump was following this election in real time. He won by roughly a 50 million vote difference. And let me emphasize, this is perfectly consistent with their Twitter accounts, where Trump has around 90 million Twitter followers and Joe Biden around 16. The very idea that Biden could have beat Trump is absurd. Joe Biden ran for president three times, and in all those years, he had not won a single caucus or a single primary until South Carolina this time around, when Google became involved and began sending out reminders to Biden voters to get out and vote, where Robert Epstein, the editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, testified to Congress over a year ago about the malevolent influence of Google in manipulating the vote. Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they're all amenable to seizure under this quite brilliant executive order of 12 September 2018, Paul. This is giving the president tremendous power.
I want to emphasize the cyber terrorism here. For reason, go to my website and look in the past week the post that I've posted on cyber attacks against the web. Look at how it's coming off of servers, off of Google, it's coming off of Amazon, it's coming off of Twitter, it's coming off of Facebook. It's attacks, direct attacks. They're all over. I'm just telling you, these servers are being used by the United States government and the Israeli Mossad, which is Code and Code PSI, and it's owned by Israeli private corporations. So that's a way that Israel spies on the United States Congress and Senate and the president, everything, because they use Coach and Co. for their phone system and for their internet system. Take a look at what I posted.
I am seeing that this result is going to lead to civil war. Do either of you guys have a, I mean, not that we're not already in civil war, but does anyone want to project what sort of force is going to be necessary? The thrust has been to turn the American mind into this Marxist, anarchist perspective. To take down America seems to be so important to the Bush family, the Bubba and Hillary and obviously Barry and Michael. I mean, it just seems to be such a change of direction for everything they've been trying to do for the last 70 years. How does this play out when all of a sudden you've got the wrench thrown in there and it's a change of phase, to use the physicist's term?
Can I add something there?
Yes.
If you remember, before the election, when Trump had asked the military to go in and shut down the violence in the cities, he said he would use it. Of course, that defense secretary says, no, we're not going to do that. He got rid of him. No. He hired immediately to replace position-wise was two people. One of them was tied to either Senator Nunes, who was an aide to him, who was up there questioning Strzok and the rest of him. He's a very patriotic man. Now, believe me, if they do this again, the military, in my opinion, will probably be dispensed onto the streets and put a stop to the crap. If it isn't, I guarantee you're going to be a lot of ex-military out here taking care of business.
I agree with Stu. I think the whole country, all the patriots, and I'm talking about over 130 million armed Americans who did not vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, will come to the aid of the nation. And this has got a great deal to do with destroying the Great Reset, where they want to use a coronavirus to lock down, to social distance, to face masks, all of which are absolutely negative and unwarranted on either economic or medical bases. We must destroy this effort to take our country from us and reduce us to the status of serfs and slaves. An excellent blog, an open letter to all patriots by John Rappaport, is the latest entry on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. And he's making precisely the kinds of points I just made. I believe there will be overwhelming response. Trump could deputize, or the local sheriffs, the local militias who can aid and abet them, or the president can federalize the National Guards in the various states. But I guarantee you, Paul, he's not going to put up with any more of this crap. And one of the brilliant aspects of the way he's played this, which is really in accordance with Sun Tzu's Art of War, is that he's allowed all of his enemies to out and expose themselves. He now knows everyone out there, virtually to the last man, who has been opposed to him, has been working secretly against them, because in their misplaced euphoria, in the false belief that he's been defeated and will no longer continue in office, they have made reckless remarks, stupid statements, and shown them their true colors. The situation, in my opinion, is as positive for a man who has the powers of the office that he is now determined to exercise, because believe me, given the dirty way they have played with him, Trump is going to show no mercy.
I hope he doesn't, Jim, because I'm not going to show any mercy. I'm not going to allow this new world order satanic cabal. And that's what Biden is, all of them. And if you look at all these so-called, transition team, now they have access to GSA stuff, blah, 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 because they got somebody who was a Democrat running the thing, probably. And she was black, as I recall. Anyway, here's the point. They want access to all this information, so what they're after. That's what it's all about. But if you look at the transition team, supposedly, that he has picked and his cabinet members, they're all stooges. Obama stooges. You got John Kerry. You got all these stooges. The same old people that did nothing for America, period. And he didn't win jack crap. And all of them that are involved are all connected to the New World Order crowd. The deep state, Daddy Bush, the Clintons, the whole bit. This Biden, he is not going to be president of the United States on my watch, period.
So it's what? Not even the same guy. I outed him way back at the first debate. It's not even Joe Biden as a body double. He has different ears, different chin, different shape of skull, different color eyes. He's got a different body build. He has broader shoulders. His interaction with Jill is completely different. When Jill was with Joe, she was beaming. They were typically hand in hand, arm in arm. He had this big shit-eating grin on his face, one of his trademarks. When the double is with Jill, they're not in close proximity. She looks very grim. He has no smile. I have a whole blog about this. Joe Biden versus debate Biden, just not the same guy. I believe at some point this is going to come into play where they have to verify the identity of the guy who's going to be given access to all of these national security briefings, and that in a single stroke could put the end to this charade.
Okay, drop me a link to that. I'll put it up there on the body double on my site today underneath the show.
Sure.
Drop me a link or whatever.
Sure, I'll send you a couple, Stu, that are good to go.
Okay, and I'll get a hold of John Rappaport. I used to talk to him all the time. I know him. I'll do this thing. But Paul, do you want to add anything to this in your opinion?
This show has been so powerful. It's a wowzer to me. I need some time to gestate. I'm guessing the audience would benefit from some time to think about what we're hearing. I know projections, presence, foresight is always a challenge, but how soon is all of the, when does the other shoe finally drop? After Thanksgiving, before December 14th, it has to, I would think. You guys have a position?
Oh, yeah. Sydney's filing a suit in Georgia, I believe, today that's going to eviscerate their fraudulent election, and a lot are going to follow. So I think your time frame is right. Within less than a month from today, and all will most certainly be manifest prior to 20 January. So the timeline is going to be quite stunning and dramatic, Paul, I predict. And I don't claim any fallibility, but I do say, based on my research of this matter, what I am predicting will come to pass is going to come to pass.
Is there anything I'm asking about that we should know, either of you guys?
I didn't catch that, Paul.
Is there anything that I'm missing that I'm not asking you guys about that we need to make sure that the audience is aware of, or there's you know, anything hidden or anything that needs to happen or that we're not thinking of that we should be talking about?
No, you got the basics here. I'll tell you this. Over half of the American people believe we're headed toward a civil war, and the militias are already gearing up. So what I expect is, in fact, it's going to be resolved short of actually having a new American revolution take place by virtue of the measures that I've been describing here. But if Joe Biden were to be inaugurated on 20 January, that would be the trigger for a new American civil war. And believe me, it must happen, because the plan, the agenda, the intent is to take all of our property, all of our assets as a part of what's known as the Great Reset, which has heretofore been described as a new world order. And none of us would like the outcome. Better live free or die.
I'm in agreement with the agenda. You know, that's the Marine Corps, isn't it? Being a Marine Corps captain and me a corporal. Now, I got the same attitude. But I look at this whole thing as being, we have to understand another part of this picture, in my opinion. And it keeps getting grained deeper and deeper and deeper into me, which is this whole virus thing. It hit just before the election, folks, about a week before. Chemtrails. Brett Landis, the smart attorney pursuing Jeb Bush, said for 3 weeks he had no energy. He started taking calcium, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin D pills. All of a sudden, 3 days later, he's got energy. I think that the COVID is not the COVID. It's the chemtrails, and I'm convinced of it. They're lighting up our lungs. They've got the metal in it. And they got the 5G cranked up like a mother.
Stu, yep. You're starting a whole new show, okay? We covered a lot of heavy-duty stuff. Let the audience absorb it, and we'll come back to other issues on another occasion.
Hey, I'm in agreement. Any last word, Paul?
No, I totally appreciate it. Oh, yes, I do have a last word, and that is this has been an incredible show. If the listener can pass this on to everyone, two or three people, we started an impressive chain. John Rappaport's got a blog. Jim's got a site. Jim, do you want to give your site before we close it out?
Well, I want to point out that once you have your mind open to the conspiracies that are a part of our daily life, you can learn more about them at the virtual conference I have organized and will moderate on the 5th and 6th of December. I have 24 experts on 15 to 18 different conspiracies and false flags. It's something you can access from your own home, the convenience of your own computer. Go to the URL, falseflagconspiracies2020.com, falseflagconspiracies2020.com. And you will be astounded at what's been going on as a part of recent American history where you wondered about it, and now you will know.
Okay, Jim. I'll promote it. I'll put it up there for sure.
Wonderful, Stu.
Thanks for everything you guys are doing. Appreciate it.
Professor Paul, thank you both very much. We'll do it again.
You got it, Stu. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, too. Thank you both.